Letter 28. The following is a famous reply of Imam Ali to the letter of Muawiyah. It throws ample light on many phases of the history of Islam, from the time of its dawn up to the time of Imam Ali. After glorifying Allah and praising the Holy Prophet, let it be known to you that I am in receipt of your letter, wherein you write to me that Almighty Allah selected Muhammad, the Holy Prophet, as the messenger of his revelations, and he helped those companions of the Holy Prophet who sincerely exerted themselves to assist him. Is it not an irony of fate that circumstances have favored you to such a position, that you dare remind us of the favors which Allah bestowed upon us, and the blessings conferred by Him upon His chosen Prophet, who was one of us? You have nothing to do with them, and you have no share in these blessings and favors. Your condition is like that of a man who carries dates to the date-growing districts, or that of a man who tries to teach archery to the master from whom he has learnt the art. You believe that the best of the people amongst the Muslims are so-and-so, and you have started discussing a subject, the superiority of Muhajirs over Ansar, which, if it is proved correct, will not be of any use to you, will not enhance your status, and if it is repudiated, this repudiation will not harm you because you are neither a Muhajir nor an Ansar. What have you to do with their respective status and prestige? What is that for you if one is considered superior to the other? How are you considered in their affairs? You are a freed and liberated slave, and slaves and their sons, though freed and liberated, cannot aspire to the status of Muhajirs and Ansar. And they have no right to introduce unholy classification among the Muhajirs and the Ansar. Do you realize your limitations? You do not belong to either group. You are a liberated slave and son of liberated parents, and you want to introduce an unhealthy division between these two groups. The false status you have tried to grasp is not going to enhance your prestige before Allah or the people. Can you not think of remaining at the place where your old hostility towards Islam and the Holy Prophet has kept you? How is the lower status or defeat of one class or a person of that class to whom you do not belong going to harm you? And how is the success or higher status of the other going to do you good? You have gone astray from the straight path and from the real teachings of Islam. Listen, I want to give you a short description of the blessings of Allah upon us. A party of Muhajirs met martyrdom. They were killed in the cause of Islam and Allah. Every one of them was blessed by Allah with a status and rank. Out of them, those who belonged to my family and tribe, Bani Hashim, were granted an excellent status by Allah. Hamza, the uncle of the Holy Prophet, and Imam Ali received the title of Chief of Martyrs, Sayyid al-Shuhada. The Holy Prophet himself called him by this name after his martyrdom, and at his funeral ceremony chanted Allahu Akbar, meaning God is the greatest, 70 times, as a mark of distinction for him, which is not for any other Muslim. Some Muhajirs lost their hands in the battlefield, but when one of us, Ja'far, the cousin of the Holy Prophet, and the brother of Imam Ali, lost both of his hands and died in the battlefield, Allah granted him angelic wings, and the Holy Prophet informed us that this martyr received the title of Tayyar, the one who flies in paradise. If Allah had not disapproved man's habit of eulogizing and praising himself, I would have given several such instances which speak of the enhancement of my prestige and status before Allah, instances which are accepted and can be testified by faithful Muslims, about which the hearers will have no reason to doubt. Do not be like a man whom the devil has laid astray. Accept the obvious truth when it faces you. Listen, O Muawiyah, we the Ahlul Bayt, the progeny of the Holy Prophet, are unique examples of the creation of Allah. For such a status, we are not under obligation to any person or tribe, but the Almighty Allah, who granted us these blessings. Human beings have received and will receive perfection through us. The perpetual supremacy and inherent superiority do not prevent us from making contact with human beings or with your clan. We have married amongst you and have established family connections with your clan, as well as with other clans, though you do not belong to our class. How can you be our equal when the Holy Prophet belongs to us, and Abu Jahl, the worst enemy of Islam, was from amongst you? Asadullah, meaning the Lion of Allah, a title of Imam Ali, is from amongst us, while Asadul Ahlaf, meaning the Lion of the opposing groups who had sworn to fight against Islam and the Holy Prophet, was from you. The two foremost leaders of the Youth of Paradise, that is Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein, are from us, and the children of Hell are from you. The best woman in the world, a title bestowed by Allah upon Fatima, the beloved daughter of the Holy Prophet, is from us, and the slanderer and the wood-carrying woman who tried to spend every hour of her life in doing harm to the Holy Prophet of Islam was your aunt. There are so many other things similar to the few mentioned which praise us and speak ill of your clan, and which show how far and superior we are to you. We were faithful followers of the commandments of Allah, and you and your clan always opposed Islam and accepted it out of sheer expediency, simply to save yourselves from humiliation and disgrace. Our sincerity in Islam and our services to its cause are the facts of history, and history cannot deny your enmity against Islam and the Holy Prophet. The credit which you want to take away from us and the honor which you want to deprive us of is the one which the Holy Quran is carefully guarding for us. It says, some relatives are superior and have excellence over others, according to the Book of Allah. And in another place in the very same book, Allah informs mankind that the nearest people to Abraham are those who follow him, and those who follow the Holy Prophet and the true believers. Allah is the guardian of the true believers. Therefore, we hold two excellences, that of close relationship to the Holy Prophet and that of loyally accepting his teachings. Did you know that on the day of Saqifa, the Muhajirs told the Ansar that they were superior to them because they, in one way or the other, were related to the Holy Prophet, and therefore they deserve the Caliphate, and with the aid of this argument, the Muhajirs carried the day? If success can be achieved with the help of this argument, and if it has got a grain of truth in it, then according to it, we, and not you, deserve the Caliphate. If not, then the Ansar still hold their claim over the Caliphate.